الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة وقال الله تبارك وتعالى والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن في الجسد لمزغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, we commence our discourse on Dil ki dunya, the world of the heart. People requested Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh to have a discourse on Islah, Tasawwuf and Tazkiyah. What is the reality of it? They hear so much about it. They hear so much of spiritual upliftment. What is the reality of Islah and Tasawwuf? Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh acceded to the request, and for some time after the Fajr Salah, he used to have discourses on Islah and Tasawwuf. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Osmani Sahib Madda Zilluhu, he would compile these discourses and publish them in the Al-Balagh magazine. And he has named it Dil Ki Dunya, the world of the heart. The heart is also a world, it's a world in itself. So I will be having this discourse on Dil Ki Dunya and presenting a summarized version of this discourse and of this book. I will have some added points from my side as well. Make dua Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept this discourse, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make this discourse first a means of benefit for myself. My own islah must be made. And sometimes when you speak something, then you think and you ponder that you need to first correct your own self. And inshallah, it will be a means of benefit to all those people that listen to this course as well. Before commencing this discourse, we should correct our niyat and our intention. Our purpose is not just to educate ourselves. It's not just to get information. There's a lot of information everywhere around. The intention should be that how I can change myself, how I can correct myself, and how I can bond myself with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The niyat is very, very important. Ikhlas, sincerity, lillahiyat, for the ridwan and the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I want to connect with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The very first chapter of the Quran Kareem is Surah Fatiha. And the very first verse of Surah Fatiha is, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, who is the Rabb, who is the Lord of the worlds. The word Alameen is plural. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala did not say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alam. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the world. Allah uses plural. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created many, many worlds. And every world has creations that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala himself knows best. And every creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is a world in itself. According to some narrations, we understand that Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created 40,000 worlds. The world we are living in is just one world, and such an amazing world. Such a sophisticated world. Ponder upon the creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and a manifestation of the Qudrat and the power of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That is just one world. Imagine the power and the Qudrat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in 40,000 worlds. And according to another narration, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has created 80,000 worlds, and Allah knows alone the amount of creations in those worlds. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala who states, سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول خلق الله ألف أمة ستة مئة في البحر وأربعة مئة في البر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Leave aside the creation of the other worlds, in this world alone, Umar رضي الله تعالى عنه says, I heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said, Allah تبارك وتعالى created 1,000 creations. 600 creations alone are found in the ocean. There are more creations in the ocean than on the earth. And 400 creations on earth. That is the extent of the might and the power of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. From all the creations of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the most noblest of creations is mankind. Human beings. You and I. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made us the most noblest of creations and the most superior of all creations. And there are two reasons for that. First, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given human beings understanding and knowledge. Ilm and fahm. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made a human being superior over other creation because of that understanding in a human being and that knowledge in a human being. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala states in the Quran Kareem, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَ إِنِّي جَاعِنٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. Before the existence of human beings, there were angels on earth. They were engaged in the ibadat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. They were praising, they were glorifying Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala intended to create human beings. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned this to the angels. The angels also had insight on the type of creation human beings would be. So they told to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ. Are you going to create a creation that's going to cause widespread corruption on earth and shed blood? نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ. Allah, we praise you, we glorify you, we worship you. Aren't we sufficient for that? So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentions that إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. I know the wisdom of creating this creation. I know what would be in this creation that would not be in you. When Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. Allama Adam al-asma'a kullaha. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala taught, educated Adam alayhi salatu wasalam the name of everything and the reality of things. The understanding of things and the knowledge that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, presented him to the malaika. Summa aradahum ala al malaika. Go and take the test of the angels. See whether they have that understanding. See whether they have the knowledge of the thing that you have. فَقَالْ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَائِهَا أُولَىٰ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Give me the information of all these things. If you are true in your claim, if you know. The angels at that time confessed, سُبْحَانَكْ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. Allah is pure. Allah is without blemish. Allah knows things that we don't know. We do not have the knowledge of these things that Allah has given to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the first point of superiority in a human being. Allah has given understanding and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given knowledge. And the second point of superiority is the external beauty of a human being. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala takes an oath on the fig and the olive. He takes an oath on Mount Sinai and on the very sacred town, sacred place, Makkatul Mukarrama. He takes an oath on two nutritious fruits and two sacred places. And then he says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمِ. Indeed, we have created human beings in the best, most beautiful of molds. A human being, when he focuses on his spirituality, he can be like nutritious fruit and he can be sacred as well. But if he does not focus on his spirituality, he doesn't work on himself, from a'la illiyin, he can be summa radadahu asfal safidin. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will drop him from the highest of the highest to the lowest of the low. These are the two reasons that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given superiority to a human being. The first, understanding and knowledge, and second, external beauty. A human being is made out of two parts, the external and the internal. The external is the flesh and the blood of a human being, the outward appearance of the human being. And the other is the soul in the human being. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Ali states, the actual human being is not the flesh and the blood of a human being. The actual human being is the soul within a human being. And he goes on to prove it. A person is married. He has control and access over his wife. A person is living, he's got wealth, he's got property. He's got control and tasarruf over all his wealth. While he's living, he enjoys his wife, he enjoys his wealth and his property. But the moment he has passed away, his nikah terminates. He's no more the wife, he's no more the husband of the wife is no more his husband, the wife. And the moment he has passed away, even just before he passes away, the wealth comes out from his possession and it goes into the wealth of the estate. It belongs to the heirs. His body is still on the earth. Flesh and blood is still there. But why his wife is no more his wife? Why his wealth is no more his wealth? It shows that it wasn't his flesh and his body that had control over his wife. It wasn't his flesh and blood that had control over his wealth. It was something else that was there, now it came out. And that is the soul. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, He discusses Kitabul Iman. What is the reality of Iman? Comprised of three things: Tasdeeq bil qalb, Iqrar bil lisan, and Amal. Tasdeeq bil qalb means to testify from the heart of whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought. At-tasdeeq bima ulima maji'un Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought, you simply submit it and you accept it. The second, you proclaim your iman from your heart. When the need arises, you don't hide your iman. Unless it's a life-threatening situation. But in a normal situation, you proclaim your iman. And third, you translate your belief into action. And then he presents 40 prescriptions. How a person can increase his iman, bond and connect with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in that, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi presents a very thought-provoking hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that got to do with our subject matter. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحلال بين والحرام بين وبينهما مشتبهات لا يعلمها كثير من الناس من وقع في الشبهات يوشك أن يواقعه ألا لكل ملك حمى وإن حمى الله محارمه إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُزْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that halal, issues of halal are clear. There are certain things that are expressly permissible in the Quran Kareem. It is express and it is explicit. قَطْعِيُّ الثُّبُوت قَطْعِيُّ الدَّلَالَة in the academic terms. And there are certain things that are abundantly prohibited in the Qur'an Kareem. Again, قَطْعِيُّ الثُّبُوت قَطْعِيُّ الدَّلَالَة expressly prohibited and explicitly prohibited. And besides that, between them two, لَا يَعْلَمُهَا كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. There are many things between halal and haram. Many people don't know it. Few people, ulama, or people engaging in fiqh and jurisprudence, they know the intricacies and the depth of that. The general masses, they don't know exactly what is halal and what is haram, because it is a point between what is expressed and explicit. Many people don't know it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, من وقع في الشبهات يوشك أن يواقعه. Anything that is between halal and haram, you're not sure whether it's halal, you're not sure whether it's haram. It is a point between halal and haram. It's doubtful. So abstain from a doubtful point. Abstain from something that is doubtful. And if you're going to engage in something that is doubtful, there's a possibility that you may engage doing something that is haram. And by way of example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ala wa inna li kulli malikin hima, wa inna hima Allah maharimuhu. In the past, the kings, they had their own private pastures. Nobody was allowed to come into those pastures. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, every king had a private pasture. Allah also got his private pasture. And all those things that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala prohibited, zina, haram. With it, zina of the eyes, haram. Ghibat, speaking, hearing, haram. Theft, fraud, haram. These are all the things that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala prohibited. That is the private pasture of Allah. Nobody is allowed to go into that particular pasture. And then in the last part of the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُزْغَى. In the body, there's a piece of flesh. If that is reformed, the entire body is reformed. And if that is corrupt, the entire body is corrupt. And that piece of flesh, ala wahiya al-qalb. That is the heart. If you look at the last two parts of this hadith, First, Nabi Karim speaks about haram, and then he speaks about the heart. It shows there's a close link between something that is haram and the heart. It is human nature that the heart desires haram. Al-insan harisun ala ma muni'. It's human nature. Things that are haram, things that are prohibited, you desire it, and that is where the test of our iman. That is where we have to bring control. What is the heart? Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah explains, one is the physical heart, or the heart in terms of the medical profession. The piece of flesh that pumps blood. That is the medical heart. When it pumps blood, the heart is alive, the body is alive, the body is active. There's life in the body. Would now you can see, you can hear, you can talk, you can be active, you can do what you want to do. That is the heart from the medical point of view. But then, in Islah and Tasawwuf, the heart is different. It doesn't refer to the physical heart. It doesn't refer to the medical heart. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah states that that heart in Islam and Tasawwuf refers to certain forces within a human being. Certain forces within a human being. The force of pride. The physical heart got nothing to do with the pride. It is an internal force within the human being that wants a person to show his greatness. The force of greed. The force of ujub and ostentatiousness. This is an internal force within a particular human being. Yes, in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُزْخَةٍ. In the body, there's a piece of flesh. But it is, the real heart is not that flesh, it is that force beyond that flesh. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam referred to that, that that is the piece of flesh, it is a force beyond that flesh. And in the words of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala referred to that as the nafs. If that force that is within us, if we know how to control it, then our entire life is controlled. And we don't know how to control it, then our entire life will be corrupt. An example of it is, you have a motor vehicle. If you know how to drive it, you obey the rules and regulations of driving, you reach your destination. You know how to handle the car. Especially if it is a sophisticated car, and there's nothing more sophisticated than our hearts. If you know how to drive the car, you know the rules and regulations of driving, then you'll reach your destination. But if you don't know how to handle the car, or you know how to handle the car, but you don't obey the rules and regulations of driving, then you may end up into an accident, and it will be detrimental and harmful to you. It could be fatal. The nafs is just like that. It's a vehicle. There are forces within us. If we know them, we understand them, and we know how to handle them, our life will become much more easier and full of quality. But if we don't know it, we don't recognize it, we don't know the rules and regulations of that, then our life will become very, very ugly, life will become very, very harmful and detrimental, and therefore, there's a great need to understand those internal forces, what they are and how to control it. And this is what Nabi Kareem Sahib referred to. Ala inna fil jasad la muzgha, idha saluhat saluhal jasad kullu, wa idha fasadat fasadal jasad kullu. Behold, in the body there is a piece of flesh. That flesh actually refers to internal forces within a human being. If that is corrected, that is changed, that is reformed, the entire body will be reformed, life will be a beauty, life will be full of quality. But if that is corrupt, you don't know how to handle that, then life can be a disaster. Before concluding, let me share with you two du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After understanding the philosophical aspects of the nafs and what the reality is, we should also turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to help us and assist us.
One dua, Nabi Kareem Sallam taught us, Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Let me repeat that dua. And let us learn this dua. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Oh Allah, grant my nafs its taqwa. It's very difficult to take control of the nafs. We make an effort, but we also need the help and assistance of Allah. Tawfiq and hidayah come from Allah, but Allah will give you the tawfiq and hidayah if you also make an effort. Wazakkiha, Allah, you cleanse the soul, you purify the soul. Anta khayru man zakkaha, and you are the best one who could cleanse and purify. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha, Allah, you are the master and the controller of the nafs. Ultimately, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has control of our nafs. If we desire to control our nafs, and Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib mentions, one dua is never ever rejected. Yes, other duas, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will accept it, but you may not get it immediately. Allah will reserve it for some other time, or Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give it in the akhirat, but there's one dua, most definitely you'll find the benefit of it and the result in this world, and you ask Allah for hidayat. But Allah wants you to be guided, and you're asking Allah for hidayat, then most definitely Allah will give you that hidayat. The second dua we should be making for the control of our nafs, Allahumma aslih sha'ni kullah. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي طَرَفَةَ عَيْنِ إِن تَكِلْنِي إِلَى نَفْسِي تَكِلْنِي إِلَى ضَعْفٍ وَذَنْبٍ وَعَوْرَةٍ وَخَطِيئَةٍ. Subhanallah. Just look at the depth. A dua is not a dua. My Shaykh, Hadha Mufti Ahmad Khampuri Sahib Maddazilluhu, he says, the dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only a dua, there's also ta'lim and education in that. Allahumma aslih sha'ni kulla. Oh Allah, you reform me completely. And look at the word shakulla, not partly. Because if you partly reform the other part, the reform the other part will damage the other part. Complete reform. Allahumma aslih sha'ni kulla. وَلَا تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي طَرَفَةَ عَيْنِ. Allah, do not hand me over to my nafs even for a twinkle of an eye. For a short moment, because you don't know when that nafs will come and damage you and attack you. إِن تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ نَفْسِي. Allah, if you hand me over to my nafs, I can't trust my nafs, then where my nafs is going to take me? تَكِلْنِي إِلَىٰ ضُعْفٍ. It will lead me to weakness. وَذَنْبٍ, committing sin. وَخَطِيَةٍ, error. And my entire life will become miserable. May Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. And inshallah we'll continue to discuss in our tonight's program. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ. نَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ نَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَنَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ.